Google just shipped Diffusion Gemma, an open 26 billion parameter model that throws out token-by-token decoding entirely and generates text up to 4 times faster.
It's Thursday, June 11, 2026. Here's the rundown. DeepSeek starts building its own gigawatt-scale data centers. A German court decides Google's AI answers are Google's own words. Agents that auto-install packages become a supply chain problem. And a one-cent bank transfer that hijacked a banking AI.
The big story.
Diffusion Gemma, 26 billion parameters, mixture of experts, 4 billion active, built on the Gemma 4 backbone. It generates text by blockwise diffusion, denoising whole blocks in parallel instead of emitting one token at a time. Waits are open, and SGLang shipped day zero serving support.
The 4x number is the headline, but the mechanism is the story. Auto-regressive decode at low batch sizes is memory bandwidth bound. Your GPU is mostly idle, streaming waits to produce one token. Diffusion turns that serial bottleneck into the parallel compute work GPUs were actually built for.
And it self-corrects within a block.
An auto-regressive model commits to every token forever. This one can revise mid-generation.
Right, and the part that actually matters for anyone running inference. 4x decode is roughly what a well-tuned speculative decoding setup buys you, without maintaining a draft model. If your product is latency, autocomplete, voice agents, interactive code gen, our call is benchmark this on SGLang against your current endpoint this week. 4 billion active parameters fits on consumer GPUs.
Google validated the approach internally with Gemini Diffusion. Releasing open weights now is an ecosystem play. Get fine tunes, serving stacks, and evals standardized on this architecture before any competing Diffusion LM exists.
Two caveats before anyone rips out their stack. Diffusion language models have historically traded quality on long generations. So run your own evals rigorously. And your tooling assumes auto-regression. Logprob-based evals and token streaming UX both break.
Zoom out.
And decode latency got attacked from 3 directions in 24 hours. Diffusion blocks here, parallax linear attention, matching flash attention 2 and 3 decode speed, and PyTorch's Helion, making fast kernels portable across accelerators.
Which means serving cost is collapsing faster than training cost. That squeezes anyone whose margin is inference markup and rewards anyone selling outcomes. If Diffusion holds quality at scale, expect Qwen or DeepSeek to counter within 2 quarters. And the speculative decoding cottage industry should start updating resumes.
Outtake in the briefing?
The last architecture shift that mattered for serving economics was MoE. This one is bigger if it sticks, because it changes what a GPU second buys you, not just how many parameters you load.
The story everyone will misread today is on the compute desk. They'll read it as a hiring note.
DeepSeek is recruiting data center engineers to build owned capacity from megawatt to gigawatt scale, per semi-analysis. That's the same renting-to-owning pivot the U.S. labs made.
And it only pencils if you expect inference demand to fill those buildings for years. Owned compute is how DeepSeek keeps underpricing U.S. APIs. Our call is another rate cut once that capacity lands. If you're price shopping inference, the floor keeps dropping.
Second compute story.
With TSMC's CoWoS packaging allocation exhausted, Google reportedly booked Intel's IMIB to package more than 3 million TPUs in 2028, with SK Hynix testing HBM integration.
Advanced packaging, not wafers, has been the hard cap on accelerator supply for 2 years. A credible second source loosens it. If EMIB yields hold at that volume, CoWoS stops being the bottleneck that sets everyone's accelerator roadmap, and Intel gets a foothold it badly needs.
Meanwhile,
supply is rooting around land politics. Samsung Heavy Industries and Supermicro are bringing 50-megawatt floating data centers to market on LNG fuel cells. And the same day, Seattle passed a one-year moratorium on large AI data center construction.
Ships skip permitting and grid interconnect queues. Currently the two longest poles in any build-out. 50 megawatts is modest, but read the two stories together. Siting friction is rising in exactly the metros with grid headroom, and capacity is starting to go to sea.
On the model's desk,
a German court ruled that Google's AI overviews are Google's own statements and held Google liable for false answers in a publisher case.
If that precedent spreads, every answer engine operating in the EU inherits defamation and licensing exposure its retrieval pipeline cannot currently price. The takeaway from our briefing stands. If Europe matters to your product, budget for content licensing now, not after the demand letter.
Also on the desk,
new research shows bolted-on persistent memory can make LLM agents worse. Degraded output quality, more sycophancy.
Accumulated context contaminates responses. It doesn't just personalize them. If your agent has a memory layer, run before and after evals. Memory is a retrieval quality problem, and most implementations skipped the quality part.
Security. Replit's CEO flagged coding agents that auto-install whatever dependency resolves the error message as a top supply chain attack surface.
It's a malware distribution channel with excellent UX. Until platform-level dependency vetting exists, pin your versions and run agents in sandboxes with allow-listed registries. That's the whole defense right now.
And researchers showed a 1 cent bank transfer with a crafted description field could hijack Bunk's financial assistant. Prompt injection through transaction metadata.
1 cent. Any agent reading user controllable fields is parsing attacker input. Full stop. The fix is treating all retrieved content as untrusted, which almost no agent framework does by default.
Quick hits.
NVIDIA's GB300 DGX station puts 748 gigabytes of memory on a desk. Enough to keep a 100 billion class model local for your dev loop.
Ramp's spend data puts the most AI-heavy firms at $7,500 per employee per month on tooling. If you price by seat, you're underpricing.
Theo ran the Claude math.
One maxed five-hour session burns about a quarter of the weekly limit, so heavy users get just under 4 per week.
China opened a 24-megawatt underwater data center, seawater cooled and powered by offshore wind. The floating capacity thesis, already in production.
An NPM V12 breaking changes were previewed. Audit your CI images and lock file workflows before they surface in a published pipeline at the worst possible moment.
Watch for the first independent long-generation evals of Diffusion Gemma.
Quality at length is the number that decides whether this architecture sticks.
And before you sign your next GPU reservation, run the 4x math yourself. Capacity contracts priced on autoregressive decode are going to look expensive by fall.